The state of Florida wants more of its high school graduates to be ready for college. That's why the push is on for students to take more challenging courses. The state pays for advanced placement exams so students can earn college credits for free, and high schools can boost their ratings if more students take AP classes. And more elementary and middle schools are adding international baccalaureate programs. That started in Switzerland back in 1968. And the curriculum is the same in schools all over the world. The Florida League of International Baccalaureate Schools says students in Florida are more likely to have access to IB classes than any other school system in the world. John O'Connor with State Impact Florida explains how IB classes are different.
It's game day in the 8th grade International Baccalaureate Design class at Ada Merritt K-8 Center in Little Havana in Miami. The games the students are playing are designed by their classmates, and they're based on books the students read for class. Four 8th graders prepare to set off on a board game based on the book Everlost, set in a fantasy world between life and death inhabited by afterlights. Teo Urquiza reads the rules and introduces the characters.
Every player must choose one character, and once you have chosen your character, go to the table of contents to see what page your player is on. Okay, so who's Ellie? Okay, so we'll go to page 10. Okay, Ellie. Although Ellie is dead, she's not really dead. She got stuck in between life and death in a world called Everlost.
Students were asked to create a role-playing game, where players live in the heads of the characters they're playing with. Their choices are supposed to be based on the characters' motivations and actions from the book. In this game, the players face a series of scenarios as they move along the board. They make a choice, and the outcome is decided by a roll of the dice.
You stumble upon the Gettysburg battlefield and the group of...
Their teacher is Bridget Kinney. She says the game assignment is representative of the International Baccalaureate philosophy.
They use critical and creative thinking skills. They use collaborative skills. They use communication skills in every class. And that is a really big part of the IB education.
School districts have added IB programs for a lot of reasons. International Baccalaureate has helped desegregate schools. In the 1980s, the Pinellas County School District was under a federal court order to desegregate. So they opened Florida's first IB program at St. Petersburg High to attract white students to the mostly black school. And it worked. High school students who earn the IB diploma automatically qualify for Bright Futures, Florida's lottery-funded college scholarship. And demand is growing for IB programs in middle and elementary schools, like the one at Ada Merritt K-8. Kinney says she likes the program's philosophy, like forcing students to stop and reconsider their work by watching classmates play their game.
They were able to see what problems they hadn't anticipated and then go back to the planning stage and figure out how to solve them.
Back in the world of Everlost, just as Alexander Otero is about to win the game, he runs into a problem. The Marauders block his way.
Okay, you have to get an even number on the dice to beat them. But remember, if you get an odd number, you go to the start.
What?
Remember, get an even number and you're good. Look at an odd number.
No!
We're going on a trip.
And all the way back to the start. When it's time to tell classmates what they thought of the game, Teo Urquiza points out the trap at the end.
I also think that this situation right here that made Alex go all the way to the start.
To make the game last a long time.
That's Julian Roach Hernandez defending his team's game.
And then he got that, and he's like, go to the start.
We added that specifically at the end for that specific purpose, so that you're like, oh man, I have to go through the board again.
Kinney says she liked how many different kinds of games her students came up with. One had an elaborate map, while another had no board at all. All the games captured the essence of the books. The next project? Making animated videos using paper cutouts, like the early episodes of South Park. With State Impact Florida, I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
Suspensions are down in Hillsborough County schools, but are teachers paying the price? Take a look with State Impact Florida at WUSFnews.org.